We're picking up on Daf Vav Amud Aleph at the two dots, four lines down from the top of the page. Tana Rabbana, the rabbis taught. Yore, the first rain of the season, is called Yore in the Torah. Why is it called Yore? Yore Shemore Esabrios Latiach Gagoseihem, because it teaches people that it's time to plaster their roofs as the rainy season begins. Ulahachnis perosein, and similarly to teach them to bring in the fruits that have been drying out in the field, velasos kol tzorchem, and to do everything that is needed to prepare for the winter and rainy season. Davar acher, alternatively, why is it called yore? Shemrava es haaretz, because it saturates the ground, it wetens the ground, umashka atahom, and waters it until the depths. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, telemehel ravei, the Hashem, when you saturate the furrows of the ground, you cause pleasure to the groups of people, that when you soften it with your rains, simcha tivareich, you bless the growth. So we see that the rain saturates the ground, is merave, and that's what the word yore comes from. Davar acher, or alternatively, Yore, why is the rain called Yore? Sheyored benachas, because it descends calmly. Ve'eno yored bezaf, and it doesn't come down violently. We'll see in Rashi how that comes out of the word Yore. So the Bryce continues, though. Well, how do we know that the Yore means it comes down in a good way, calmly, in a nice way? Oh, eno Yore el shemasher zaperos. Maybe it means that it will come down violently to cut off, to remove the fruit from the trees, umashtif as Ezraim, and to wash away the seeds, umashtif as Yolanos, and wash away the trees. Maybe yore is actually destructive and not a good thing. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk comes to teach you Malkosh. Malkosh is the other type of rain listed, the rain at the very end of the season. Ma Malkosh Lebrachon, just as we know Malkosh is for blessing and not for destruction. Af yore Lebrachon, so too yore must be for a bracha. The Gemara says, wait a second, oh, eino el malkush el shemapil es habatim umeshaber es haylanus umal es hasakayim. No, maybe malkush also is a destructive rain, and maybe it's called malkush because it knocks down houses and breaks the trees and causes locusts to come up. Again, we'll see in Rashi how this would come out of the word malkush. Tamalomar yore, so again, the pasuk says yore, we have a comparison between yore and malkush. Ma yore lebracha af malkosh lebracha. Just like yore is for a blessing, so too malkosh must be for a blessing. So the Gemara again says v'yore gufim minalam, but yore itself, how do we know? From where do we know that it's meant to be a blessing and a positive and beneficial rain? So the Gemara answers in the end dichsiv, because the pasuk says ubnei tzion gilu v'simchu, that the people of Zion rejoiced and were happy b'Hashem elkeichem, with Hashem their God, your God. Because he has given you the more litzaka for charity, and he has caused the rain, the beginning and late rains, to come down in the first month. But what do we see in the pasuk? That the pasuk says Hashem gave the more litzaka for charity. Clearly, the yore is a good rain, and just like yore is a good rain, so too is malkosh. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi in the very first line of Rashi on the page, Yore, the pasuk says, we read in Kriya Shema, V'nasati matar tzachem bi'ito yore malkosh, that Hashem will give rain to the land in its proper time, both the yore, the early rain, and the malkosh, the late rain. Yore, Rashi defines, revir rishon, as the first rain, hayoretis marcheshon, which generally falls in the month of marcheshon, kilkaimon, as we'll learn later on. So lama nikra yore, why is it called yore? Shemore lehem, because it teaches them. Yore is coming from the word of more, to teach. Latiach agosem betiach sheltit, to plaster the roof with a plaster of mud. Shlitafu gesham v'bayis, so that the rain will not drip into the house. Similarly, ohachnis perosem, to bring in the fruits. Shehinichu besadus liyavshon ad achshav, that they left down the field to dry up until now. Kol tzarchayim shar dvar matzrichim limosa gesham, everything else that's needed to prepare for the rainy season, the first rain teaches you it's time to now do that. Why is it called Yore? Another answer to the Gemara was because it's Yored, Sheyored Benachas, Rashi, it comes down gently. V'alchi mashma Yore, and this is how the word Yore implies that. Ka'adam Shemore l'talmidav, just as a person teaches his students, again, Yore comes from the Lashon of Mora, to teach, Benachas, so you're supposed to teach gently and calmly. Dichsiv, divrei chacham v'nachas nishmaim. And Kohelet says that the words of the chacham are listened to when they are spoken softly and gently and calmly. So therefore, you see the first rain, since it's calm, it's referred to as yoreh. Inami, or another pshat, lashem chetz yoreh, comes from the word meaning to shoot an arrow. Yoreh can mean to shoot an arrow, chetz is an arrow. Haholich b'yosher, an arrow goes straight. Veino note lakan lakan, and it doesn't turn from side to side. So too, this rain just comes down gently, calmly, straight down to the ground, without going side to side in some sort of violent manner. Lashanach, or another pshat, shemiskavin la'aretz, that it aims and goes straight to the ground, veinu yor bezaaf b'sifri, and it's not violent, it doesn't do anything unnecessary, it just goes straight to the ground. As, not as opposed to going side to side, but as opposed to being violent. But both are coming from the word of yor, to shoot an arrow. Again, we quote the pasuk tlameha rave, that Hashem saturates the furrows, kishata marave, tamei harish al eretz yisrael, that when you, Hashem, when you saturate the furrows of the plowing of Eretz Yisrael, nachesu ligududeha, it brings happiness and enjoyment and pleasure to the gedudim, are the groups of people. Bnei Adam, meaning regular people, kind of pshat mikor, that's a simple meaning of the pasuk. Kaimei, later on, and chasmet beis, darsh, afil geistos poskos, but later on we'll darshan, that even geistos, even legions of soldiers must stop if there's rain in their way. Hachi Garcin, this is the correct version of the Gemara. Oeno el shishotef es ezrayim, maybe the yoreh is not good, it's violent and it washes away the seeds. Klomar, da'ad hashem rinu yoreh lebracha, until now you've been saying yoreh is a bracha. Oeno el yoreh lashon klala, but maybe yoreh is actually a curse, it's destructive. Kamo yaro yoreh, that Hashem says anyone who goes into Har Sinai will be thrown down, will be punished. Sheshov rakol, that it breaks and destroys everything. So you see that yorah can be a destructive word. Oh, lashon chet hayorah, or maybe it can mean an arrow, also coming from an arrow shooting, but not in terms of being straight, but in terms of being destructive like an arrow. V'achimash, now the problem with this, though, is that the psukim and kriyashma seem to say that if we do the mitzvot, we will be rewarded with the yorah. So clearly yorah is a good thing. So Rashi says, no, you could have read the psukim differently. V'achimash, this is how you'd understand the psukim. If you listen to my psukim, the gomer, you will get a reward. The Torah doesn't spell out that reward. But v'imlav, and if not, again, the Torah doesn't spell it out, but implied, if not, if not, I'll bring the yoreh for bad. Milsa ba'almahu, which is another statement, and it's not a reward for the preceding sentence of doing the mitzvos. Now, even though this is a very forced reading of the Chumash, is not the Pashup Shat, but Rashi says, V'orcha the Braisa l'misni ki agav, this is the way of the Braisa, to teach in this way, to mention every possibility, even if it's very unlikely, and to show that what is the only correct possibility. Mashir Perosein, or it cuts down the fruits from the trees, Sha'odam B'ilan, that are still in a tree in Mar Cheshvan. Now there aren't so many fruits like that, so Rashi gives some examples. Kagon, for example, Esrogim are still in the trees, or Rimonim, or pomegranates, or Sofeitanim, or the late ripening figs. Vlogar Sina Shotef Esagranus, we don't say that the Yor would wash away the silos, the granus Mar Cheshvan Leka, because the silos are not full with grain in Mar Cheshvan, so that can't be what it's referring to. Ma Malkosh, the brachos, you say, no, just like Malkosh is a bracha, why she'ef she'le darsho l'shaber granos, you can't darshan it to break the granos, so l'hasher peros, or to cut out fruit, she'im esuyim b'oso perik, because they're not around in Nisan when the last rain, when the Malkosh happens. Malkosh can't be destructive, there's nothing for it to do. V'yata yachal darsho alotova, that you can only understand, that you can only be doresh Malkosh to be for good. She'yored alham lilos. And what would the word malkosh mean? That it descends on the mlilos. The mlilos are the ears of the grain. Val hakashin, and on the stalks of the grain. Umemale esatua bekashia, or similarly, malkosh, it is memale, it fills up, it makes complete the grain which is in the stalks. In the malkosh, the kash referring to the kashia, the stalks. Hadamar, but then the Gemara goes back and says, no, dilma malkosh klalahu, maybe malkosh could even be a curse, could be destructive. V'achimashin, this is how you'd understand the pasuk. Malkosh means shemal, that it cuts, vikasha, and it is hard. Klomar, malas abatim, it cuts down the homes, vahilanos and trees, shemapilin, mashamar, that it makes them fall and breaks them, vikash litfu, and it is hard and difficult, destructive for the grain. Similarly, we say malkosh maybe is bad, shemalas sakayim, that it causes the sakayim, the locust, to come up. Ubracha dekra, v'milu imayim baros shichnu maros. Rashi quotes a version of the Gemara that says that Yoram Alkosh are really bad, they cause all these bad things, but the bracha of the pasuk, because again the pashup shah the pasuk is that Yoram Alkosh are bracha, so the bracha would just be that it fills up the wells and cisterns and caves with drinking water. But Rashi says gimgum, that's just a mistake, that's not the correct reading of the Gemara, and as Rashi explained earlier, that even though the simple reading of Yoram Alkosh and the pasuk is that it's a bracha, a reward for doing the mitzvos, we would have this other way of reading the psukim of saying if you do the mitzvahs, good, but if not, you'll get Yora Umal Kush as a punishment. Okay, but either way, Rashi does not include that in the Gemara. Shemapil Asabatim, that it knocks down the homes, the Malkush, Umashma Okil Kaiman, and its meaning will be, as we say later on, Shemal Kashu Son Shal Yisrael, that the Malkush cuts down the hardness, the stiffness of Yisrael, it punishes them. Inami Or, Shemal Davar Hakasha, that it cuts down something which is hard. Chotech Meshabas Avatim, meaning it cuts and breaks the homes. Klomar Ein Bo Tekalts Granos Vasharas Peros, meaning Malkosh, if it's destructive, it's not because it ruins the silos or the fruits. Fishi Yashalo, because that's impossible because they're not around at that time of year. Rather, it would just break the homes and break the trees. Sakai Locust, Min Arba is a type of locust. Kidimentarium Hat Tiltala, as the locust translates Tiltal and Chumish, which is locust, as Sika'a. Sisiska'a means locust. Umalkosh, Lashon Arba, Malkosh also can mean, can be a word that refers to locust. Kamo v'ine lekesh acher gizeh hamelech. But the pasuk says that the lekesh was after the king cut the grain, cut the harvest. And so even though pasuk shat lekesh in that pasuk means growth, but the pasuk there is talking about locusts, and it means the growth right after the locust, that again, the pasuk means right after the king cut the grain, it grew after the locust. But either way, that pasuk is talking about locust, and he uses lekesh, which is similar to malkosh. So malkosh can mean locust. And finally, say no, the Yora and the Malkosh must be good, because the pasuk says, Es Mora Litzdaka, that Hashem gave the Mora in charity, Ama Yora Litova, clearly, therefore Yora is a good thing. Therefore, both Yora and Malkosh will be good things. Back in the Gemara. Again, by the two dots, five lines down in the wide line. Tan Rabban and the rabbis taught, Yora ben Marcheshvan and Malkosh ben Nisan. Yora, the first rain falls in Marcheshvan, and Malkosh, the last rain falls in Nisan. Ata Omer Yor b'Marcheshvan, you say that Yor is in Marcheshvan, Malkosh b'Nisan, Malkosh is in Nisan. Oh, ain't all Yor b'Tishrei? No, maybe Yor falls in Tishrei a month earlier. Malkosh b'Iyar, and Malkosh falls later a month later in Iyar. Tamar Lomer, the pasuk says b'Ito in its proper time, and the most beneficial time is Marcheshvan and Nisan. Therefore, that is when the Yor and Malkosh fall. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi, second wide line, Hachi Yarsinon. Oh, in Eli Yora b'Tishrei u'Malkosh b'Iyar, Sheyesh Adayim Lilos v'Kashin, because there are still ears and stalks out in the field in Iyar, and therefore it would be possible to call the rain of Iyar Malkosh, because again Malkosh comes from Lilos v'Kashin. Tamalomer b'Ito, therefore it says in its proper time, Yor b'Marcheshvan u'Malkosh b'Nisan, Shkach Ye'eso Hazman. That is the proper period and time, v'yafihu, and that's when it is good for the grain. Kilei Chaimon, as we'll see later on. Dizman revi'i rishona b'marcheshvan hu, that the first rain is supposed to fall in Marcheshvan. Then Rashi says, east from the kusuf hu, there's some gemaras that have the following version, which we will have later on. O eino el b'kislev, no, maybe the first rain is actually a month later in Kislev. Dizman yor b'kislev hu, because yora is in Kislev, uki rabbanon, and this would be following the opinion of the rabbanon, because we'll see later on there actually is an opinion of the rabbanon that yora is in Kislev, not Marcheshvan. The pliga later America, who argue in Remeir, will come on later on. Tamalomer b'ito, therefore the pasuk says b'ito yora umalkosh, that Hashem will send in its proper time yora umalkosh. Ma malkosh b'ito, just as the Malkush must be in its proper time, af Yor Beito, so too Yor must be in the most beneficial time. De Malkush, Zosha Yorid Alamulos Valakushin, and Malkush is the rain which falls on the ears and stalks. Vizeo Nisan Sheshbo Kushin Mulos, and that is in Nisan, and since clearly the most beneficial time is in Nisan, and it falls in Nisan, so too, the Yor is in the most beneficial time, meaning Mar Cheshvan. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Again, first word in the line, Malkosh, that the late rain is called Malkosh. Why is it called Malkosh? Amar Rav Nehilai Bar Edi, Amar Shmuel, he said, Davar Shemalkoshu Son Shel Yisrael. It is something that cuts down the hardness and stiffness of Bnei Yisrael, meaning if we sin, then Hashem removes the Malkosh rain, which punishes us. Debei Rabbi Yishmal Tana, in the house in the Yeshiva Yishmal, they taught, Devar Shemamali Tvua Bekash, you know, it's a good thing that Malkosh is Mamali, it fills up the grain while it's in the stalks. It helps it complete the growth of the grain. Masnisan Tana, and in a brace that we learned, Devar Sheyorid Amlilos Valkash, and Malkosh is something which falls on the ears and on the stalks. Tanar Vanan with Rabbi's taught in Abraisa. This is what Rashi, we already saw earlier in Rashi, referred to. Yor b'marchesh and Malkush b'nisan, Yor falls in Marchesh and Malkush in Nisan. Ata Omer Yor b'marchesh, you say that Yor is in Marchesh and Oinu Ela b'chodesh Kislev. No, maybe Yor actually falls in Kislev. Tamar Lomar b'ito Yor Malkush, in its proper time, both the Yor and the Malkush. Ma Malkush b'ito, just as the Malkush is in its proper time, because there's no other time for it to fall. Af Yor b'ito, so too the Yora must be in its proper time. Let's see Rashi on that. Davar Shemalkashu Son Shel Yisrael, something which cuts the hardness, the stiffness of Israel. Shekashenu Yorid, when it doesn't fall, Chazren Yisrael b'tshuva, Yisrael will do tshuva, Umisanin Fas V'osin Tzedakos, and do righteous acts. Melilos are the ears, Rosh Yishibolos, the tops of the stalks. Sh'ad Amolo B'yado, because you roll it with your hand to get the grain out. Tidechsiv, the katafta melilos b'yadcha, that you will grab handfuls of the ears. V'kashin, Rashi says the kana is a stalk. Shemamali tu'a b'kashya, that it fills up the grain in the stalk. Umashlima, and completes it, Rashi says. Okay, back in the Gemara. Skipping the parentheses, Tani, we learned Tani Edoch, we learned in another Braisa. Yor b'marchesh v'malkush b'nisan, again, the first rain is in marchesh and the last rain is in Nisan, divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chom omrim, v'chom say a different opinion, yor b'kislev, no, the first rain is, or at least could be, also in the next month of Kislev. Man chacham, so we say, who is this chacham? We've never heard of this before. Omer Rav Chista says, Rav Yossi, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Desani, because we learned in a Braisa. Eidu hi revia, what is Ezer Revia Rishona, what and when is the first rainfall supposed to happen? So we say Habechira, the early of the first rain will be Bishlosh of Mar Cheshvan, can fall as early as the third of Mar Cheshvan. Beinonis, the average time for the first rain is B'Shiva on the seventh. Afela, and the last of the first rains is B'Shiva Sarbo on the 17th. So it's generally rains around the 3rd, 7th, and 17th, and those are the three different rains of the Revi'i Rishon of the first rain. Divrei Meir, this is the opinion of Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, B'Shiva U'B'Yazayin U'B'Esher Mishlosha, he pushes everything off a little later, and the first, middle, and last rains of the Revi'i Rishon of the first rain is on the 7th, 17th, and 23rd. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's B'Yazayin U'B'Esher Mishlosha U'B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. No, the three times are the 17th of Mar Cheshvan, the 23rd of Mar Cheshvan, and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So you see that the last possible time for the Revi'i Rishona is in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So the first Revi'ah, meaning the Yorah, can still be in Kislev. And that's what the Chum meant when they said that Yorah is in Kislev. The Chen Hai Rabbi Yossi Omer, and similarly Rabbi Yossi said, Ein HaYechidim Is'anim Ad She'agir Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that we will learn later on in the Mishnah, that if the rain does not fall initially in the first Revi'ah time, so individuals would begin to fast and pray for rain. So Rav Yossi says the individuals would not fast until it became, until it was Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and there was no rain. Because up until Rosh Chodesh Kislev is still in the time frame, the window of Revi Rishona, but if that whole window had passed, it was Rosh Chodesh Kislev and there was no rain, only then would the people begin fasting. Let's see Rashi on that. Hi Revi'a, Rashi, seven lines down from the white lines in Rashi. Hi Revi'a, when is the Revi'a? Ezezman Revi'a, what's the time for the Revi'a Rishona? Bechira Rishona, the first one of the Kaiman Mepharshim Lehman will explain. L'may Hilchsa Ninhu, for what halachic purpose do we list these three times? Yorah Sheishbo Gimazmane Gesham, that we need to know the time of the Yorah and all three different times of the rain. Why is there this machlokas? Who cares? Whenever it rains, it rains. Afela, the last of the rains. Achron, what Rashi means, the last. Kamoki Afela Tain of the Pazik says they are last. Rabbi Huda Omer Huda says, Bechir b'zayim marach eshron, the first of the rains is on the 7th of marach eshron. Ubeinus b'zayim, the middle one is on the 17th. Vafele b'chaf given, the last is on the 23rd. V'chulu hanu tlasa yorah kari luhin, all these three rains, these first three rains are all called the yorah, that's still of the first rain. Ein ha-yechidim is'anim, the individuals do not fast. Amrina b'samach, we will learn, we'll say in a little bit, that shlishis, the purpose of the third of these dates of rain is lihisanos, is to know when to begin fasting, that if it doesn't rain by that date, you fast, or at least the individuals fast. Ho uzman shlishis b'Rosh Chodesh, and therefore since the third date of Kohen Yossi is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, ein liyachidim is'anim, the individuals do not begin fasting ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev, until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Yechidim, who are these individuals? The chassidim, these are the pious people, v'hachamrin v'masis and l'kaman, this is what we'll see later on in the Mishnah. If it's the 17th of Mereshon, the rain did not fall yet. This is a Mishnah on Daf Yud. The individuals, the pious people, would begin to fast. Because from this point on, the 17th of Mereshon is the time of the last of the Revi'as, the last of the Yorez. And since it didn't, rain didn't come by then, according to Rameir, the Stam Mishnah Rameir, because over there that Stam Mishnah is Rameir, they begin to fast. V'achanam Rav Yossi, and similarly, within his opinion, Rav Yossi said the same thing. Dei Misanan on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, they only begin fasting on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the Hainu Revi'a Afele, because that is the last of the Revi'a, according to Rav Yossi. V'ana Chacham Da'amrina Yorah B'Kislev, and that's like the opinion we quoted earlier in the Gemara, that the Yorah, the first rain, is even in Kislev. Fine, back in the Gemara. Amar of Chisr said, Halacha Rav Yossi, in this three-way machlokas, and Rameir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yossi, of when the first rain is supposed to be, we pass in like Rav Yossi, and therefore the individuals will not fast until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Amar Masti Lahad Rav Chisda Baha Lishna. Amar taught this statement to Rav Chisda in the following manner. V'sholosh of Marcheshvan Sholan Esagasham. We begin asking for rain on the third of Marcheshvan. This is Mishnah later on also, but Rav Gamliel says no. B'shiva bo, you begin asking on the 7th of Marcheshvan. Amar Rav Chista said halachik Rav Gamliel, we passing like Rav Gamliel, that you begin asking on the 7th, which would be in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the first of the rains begins on the 7th of Marcheshvan. So we have two versions of Rav Chista. In one version, he passes like Rav Yossi. In the second version, he seems to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Keep going to the Gemara. Come on, Azahar Desani, who does this go like the following brisa that we learned? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, Gesham Shiyardu Shiva Yamim, if rain falls for 7 days straight, Zachar Zah, one after another, Atamona Behem Revi'a Rishona Ushni Ushlishis, it can count for both the first and second rain, or the second and third rain. It can count for more than one rain. Come on, who's this going like? Rav Yossi, this is going like Rav Yossi. We'll see in Rashi why this has to be like Rav Yossi. Amar Rav Chista said, another quotation of Rav Chista, halacha k'Rav Yossi. This is another quote of Rav Chista, when he once again passes like Rav Yossi. So in two places we quote Rav Chista as quoting like Rav Yossi, and in one place he passes like Rav Yehuda. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Amar Rav Chista, halacha k'Rav Yossi. Rav Chista says we pass on like Rav Yossi. V'amei Martani, lahad Amar Rav Chista. And Rami Meir taught this version, this same number of Chista, halachic from Gamliel, that he passed in like from Gamliel, not like Rabbi Yossi. They only begin asking for rain the seventh of Marachashrin, because that's when the first rain is supposed to fall. Zayin Yom Bezachar, that's rain 7 days straight, one after another. Shiyardu Geshavim, that rain fell. Achshav, now, below Pasku, should add in the word below. Below Pasku, that's what the Bach, the Vav does, or the Aleph, which refers to Rav Rauschenberg, does. Below Pasku ad Yom Shvi, and it didn't stop raining until the seventh day. Vyardu Zayin Yom Bezachar, and it rained 7 days, one after another. Atamona Behemer Rishona Ushnia Ushlishis. You can use, even though it's only one continuous rain, it can count as both the first or the second or the third rains. It can count for more than one rain. So how is that? That's Rav Yossi. That must be going like the opinion of Rav Yossi. Why? Dalibid Rav Yossi, because according to Rav Yossi, Hachu Havu Bein Ravia Rishona Ushnia Ushnia Ushlishis. That, because this is the number of days, meaning 7 days is the number of days between the first and second rain or the second and third rain. Why? Drishona b'Zayin, the first was on the 17th, Ushnia b'Chaf Gimel, and the second was on the 23rd, the Hainu Zayin Yom, which is 7 days. Im Shnaim Yimei Revia, including the 2 days of the days of the rain themselves, of meaning including day 17 and day 23. Umi Chaf Gimel Ad Lamed, and similarly from 23 until 30, meaning Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is the last day of the rain, Zayin Yomim, is 7 days, below Yom Revia Achrona, not including day 30, meaning, but if it rains for 7 periods of 24 hours straight, it will overlap over days 23 and 30. And therefore, that's what this brisa means, that if it rains for 7 days straight, you can count the first and last day either as the first and second rains or as the second and third rains, because there are exactly 7 days between each rain. So that's why the brisa says 7 days. But to the Chulu tonight, because according to the other Tanaim, lo havu hachi, it won't come out like this. Why? To the Rameir, da amar rishona begimo ushnia bezayin. Rameir says that the first rain is on day 3 and the second rain is on day 7 of Mar Cheshvan. Laka bein zluzu el arba yom. There are only 4 days. And bein shni l'shlishis, and between the second and third rain, which is between, according to Rameir, between day 7 and 17 of Mar Cheshvan, yesh yudiyam, there are 10 days. So according to Rameir, the Bryce would have said if it rains for 7 days, because 7 days is meaningless. The first and second rain are separated by 4 days, and the second and third rain are separated by 10 days. L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Yehuda, bein Rishona l'Shnia yudiyamim, between the first and second rains, there are 10 days, meaning between 7 and 17. Aval bein Shnia l'Shlishis, but between the second and third rain, yesh, our gear says Yoser, but that's incorrect, because according to Yehuda, the second and third rains are on 17 and 23, which are in fact 7 days. So again, people change the gear says differently. If you follow the star, it says Yesh Zayin Yamin. Between days 2 and 3, there are 7 days, or if you go to the base in the bottom of the page, it should be Ein Yoser, there is no more than 7 days. But either way, the point is, according to Yehuda, it is true 7 days separate the second and third rain, but 7 days do not separate the first and second, 10 days do. So therefore, according to Yehuda, you cannot say that if it rains for 7 days, you can count it for the first and second rain, because the first and second rain have more than 7 days between them. So again, this brisa, which says if it rains for 7 days, can count for both the first and second rain, or for the second and third rain, only fits according to Rav Yossi, who holds that there are 7 days both between the first and second rain, and between the second and third rain.